if you look at the upgrade in production, in quality of the production, cowboy hat, high production. Holding a microphone, high production. You're welcome. Now, today I'm showing you why women sleep with men who act rude and who act arrogant and who act self-centered. Now, even if this comes to a total shock to you, when you hear that at face value, most guys think, oh my gosh, that is crazy. Well, I'm breaking down each of these topics. We're going to go from rude to arrogant to self-centered, and then I'm going to give you the final conclusion with all of this, so that way you can internalize new beliefs. If some of the past beliefs that you held in your relationships left you dumped, or left you cheated on, or left you heartbroken, or left it so that way you're not necessarily able to push through and persevere and realize why things played out the way that they did, this is why. So this is why women sleep with men who act rude and who act arrogant and who act self-centered. You have to remember at all times, a woman is optimizing for safety and survival value. And I'm going to show you why these specific traits, rude, arrogant, and self-centered, will increase her mental stimulation when it comes to potential survival value that you have to offer. So let's start with rude. If a man is rude in general, or isn't necessarily fearful to say what's on his mind, okay, instantly she thinks in her brain, well, he's not necessarily scared of any confrontation, okay? If he's not scared of any confrontation, this man is probably carrying a masculine demeanor, okay? And she can feel his assertiveness. If a woman can feel your assertiveness, no matter who's around or no matter how big or small the problem is, what's going to happen is this is now going to trigger arousal. The reason why it triggers arousal is because women want to feel safe when they're with a man. So this now actually gets her into a primal state, okay? Like her primal state gets triggered. When I say her primal state gets triggered, that means the man who's in front of her, she starts to want to be with him, okay? Like on a primal level, she starts to have raw desire for him when she sees these things. So her primal state gets triggered, and then she feels like she's around a potential alpha. So this is important to internalize, because a lot of guys try to tell themselves that they're high value and that they're high status because of external attraction triggers. And I hate to break it to you, but that's not how this works, okay? Primal arousal and primal attraction is completely different. So there's no amount of Rolexes, there's no amount of sports cars, and there's no amount of money that can make up for this. This is internal traits. This is what I call internal high value. This is a masculine demeanor or a masculine attitude. So, okay, what I can tell you is that if you're a man who kind of struggles internalizing this, what I need to tell you is that your look always needs to match your attitude. Because to a woman, that signals congruence, okay? So this is actually where a lot of guys who go to the gym, okay, start to actually have a hard time, because a lot of guys go to the gym to improve, or you want to look stronger, or you want to look more masculine, and you want to have that edge to you, right? You want to look strong and powerful. Well, the problem with that is a lot of times the guy's like interpersonal skills or personality doesn't necessarily match who he is on the exterior. So if the woman sees like you look really strong and you look really, you know, whatever the case may be, but then you're more passive, or you're not necessarily assertive, or you're super laid back and you don't take action, a woman can sense that incongruence. So this is why you have to just make sure that if you do put a lot of time into like looking strong and whatnot, you have to actually match that or back that up with your attitude. And this is why oftentimes, you know, like overall self-improvement, if a man self-improves, but he's not necessarily matching the attitude to go with it, it doesn't necessarily get him anywhere, because a woman senses that imbalance. Like she can tell something's off. So that's why women prefer rude men and will sleep with men who are rude, not guys who are nice. So the next is arrogant, okay? This is a term that a lot of people kind of, once again, shy away from. You hear the word arrogant, there's like a negative connotation attached to it. I'm here to tell you that that's total bullshit, and here's why. Guys will say, well, no, women like confidence, not arrogance. No, arrogance is the highest level of confidence, because you genuinely believe at whatever the task is or whatever is going on in that circumstance or situation, you feel superior in that circumstance. So if a woman sees a man has an arrogant edge to him, the woman sits back and goes, there must be a reason why he acts this way or feels superior in this circumstance. Okay, and then what happens is a question mark goes off in her brain. And what I call this is I call this the what if factor. Okay, the what if factor is, well, is he fast at running? What if he's really strong? What if he's able to protect me? Is he like this way because he is really smart? Is he like a woman sits there and goes, well, there's something that must be different about him if he's able to carry himself this way. Not only that, he's obviously a risk taker who can get away with this. Okay, so this is what a woman sees. Now, here's what I can tell you, okay? You have to have confidence and conviction in yourself with whatever you say, because your confidence and your conviction in yourself breeds certainty in her that you're a good fit. Say that with me one more time. Your confidence and your conviction in yourself breeds a certain level of certainty in that woman to be with you, okay? That you're a good fit. This also satisfies hypergamy. If we know that women want the strongest man that they can obtain, or they want the strongest man in the relationship, or they want, you know, to pair off with the best, highest value, most strongest man, okay? When you carry yourself this way from the inside out, this will satisfy hypergamy, because women want the strongest mate. Now, this is also going to signal to her that there's potentially going to be good offspring, because if you're strong and you feel this way, chances are if children came into the picture, they would be similar as well. So what this is really signaling is that in certain circumstances, you're a cut above the rest of all of the other guys. Now, that is the topic of arrogance. Now we're going to look at the topic of being self-centered. If you're self-centered in any way, shape, or form, a lot of times, guys, once again, you have a negative attitude or a negative image of this. Here's what happens when you're actually self-centered, because once again, this triggers something primal in her brain, and she wants to be with you for deeper level reasons that most guys can't explain. So when you're self-centered, she sits there and goes, well, I feel super safe with him. And you might be sitting there wondering, well, why would she feel safe with me if I'm only carrying on with my day-to-day topics that I like, or if I'm only focused on myself? Why would she feel safe with me if I'm not giving her a lot of attention and a lot of time or anything like that? And here's why. When you're self-centered, a woman feels safe with that guy. And the reason being is because subconsciously, this is kind of the narrative that plays out in her head. She goes, I know if shit hits the fan, at least he can save me, he can protect me, and we will have enough resources. This is what it comes down to, safety and survival. So let me give you an example. If you're self-centered, in the back of, you know, the brain, she's sitting there going, at least we have enough food. Okay, here's what I mean by that. At least, like, if he's so self-centered working on what he needs to work on, or working on the goals that he wants to work on, even though I want to lay down and cuddle and watch Netflix with him, is what she's thinking, he's still doing his missions for the day, doing his tasks for the day. He's still focused on farming. He's still focused on hunting, right? At least we're going to have enough food and enough resources. Now, I'm giving you an example, like if you went back 500 to 1,000 years ago, right? Because that's what I like to do, is I like to give you like a primal reason. She's sitting there going, even though I'm trying to pull him off his, you know, mission or off center and get him to do what I want to do, he's still focusing on his tasks for the day. He's not needy yet. He doesn't need me. He doesn't need my intimacy. He doesn't need that companionship. I feel safe with him because he focuses on the responsibilities he needs to do. This is what goes off in that woman's brain. So let me give you another example. You're in a relationship with a woman, and she goes, hey, I want him to go dress shopping with me. Well, he tells me no, and then guess what? He goes to the gym, and then afterwards, after he gets really strong at the gym, then he goes and practices jiu-jitsu, so that way I feel even safer with him. And then you know what? He went back to the office, and he closed that really big deal. So now we have enough resources, and look at this. I'm with a winner. This is what happens when you're self-centered. So to be self-centered means that you put your time where you are going to get a return on your investment. You focusing on the things you need to focus on, people are going to say you're an asshole. People are going to say you're rude. People are going to say you only care about yourself. I'm going to tell you this. By the end of the day, after a few weeks, days, weeks, months, and years go by, you are going to have more value than majority of all other guys on the planet because you've put time into the right areas. So keep that in mind. And then last but not least, what she's thinking is she's sitting there going, well, I guess his priorities are better than the ones that I had planned for that day. Once again, safety and survival. So here's the conclusion for you, okay? The conclusion that I want you to take from this is you need to stop giving a shit about all of the things that you know deep down that you don't care about, but you act like you do anyways. When you're with a woman or when you're dating, a lot of times guys find themselves in this routine where they do a lot of stuff that they don't want to do, and she knows that you don't want to do it. So I'm going to give you an example. She knows you don't want to do half the shit that you just go along with and that you do. She knows it. So let's give you some example. You know, it's her uncle's birthday. You only see him once a year, and she knows you don't want to go, but you go and do it anyways. Time. Right? She feels less safe with you because she watches you put time in stuff that doesn't lead a return on investment. She knows that you're not going to get anything out of this. Events, right? Seeing this friend, that friend, right? Birthday parties, specific holidays, doing all this stuff, right? When you get put into the mindset and the frame and the narrative of having to do all of these things, she starts to lose desire for you. So what really happens is that you find yourself in meaningless conversations, doing meaningless things with people who you never really had interest in hanging out with to begin with. So here's what I can tell you. For those of you where you're like, man, you know, if I don't spend all that time with her, is she going to leave me? Is she going to exit? Here's what I could tell you. Let's say you're dating a spectacular woman, wonderful, beautiful. You love everything about her, right? If you love watching football on Sundays, you do not lose attraction for that woman if she doesn't feel like watching the game. You're still attracted to her by the end of the day. You just know that she didn't want to watch that game. You know that she's not into football. The same goes for you. If she says, hey, baby, will you please go dress shopping with me? And I'm going to get my nails done and you can just go with me for 2 hours and you can just come with. She knows you don't want to do any of that. And guess what? By you saying yes, that's what's going to lower her desire. By you saying no, I have other stuff to do. By the time she gets done with all those tasks and she gets home and sees you, her desire is maintained because you did what you were supposed to do. So this is why women sleep with men who act rude, who act arrogant, and who act self-centered. If you like this video, I want you to hit the like button, comment, and subscribe, and we'll see you in the next one.